or something like that, or John or William. And that brother would be, if your father had a brother by that name, to you he'd be what?
He'd be Mom.
You'd call him what? The whole thing,
yeah. Uncle Bill.
Something like that. And who's the, looking for the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia?
That would be Robert E. Lee.
What was his official military title?
I guess he was the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia and the commander-in-chief of the Confederate States Army.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had to go up to George Patton, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton, you'd call him.
They'd call him General.
Mm-hmm. Who was the old man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
That Colonel Sanders. Mm-hmm. Colonel Harlan Sanders.
That's what his first name is?
Yeah, Harlan. Mm-hmm.
Is that a real person?
Yeah, the interstate went through a little town in Brooklyn. And he was operating a restaurant up there, and he had this, just, what he called a secret recipe, you know, it's just, I think it's cracker fried, really. Mm-hmm. And so, the interstate come through and cut him off up in Kentucky, wherever he is. And so he took his pots and pans and went out and started selling them, and he'd been doing a lot of catering and everything, so he finally took up just licensing people to cook that stuff. And then he finally put up some of his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It made millions of dollars sold out. He's still living.
What would you call the man who's in charge of the ship?
He'd be the captain.
Would you use that in any other situation?
In other ships or something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or would you use it by a military title or as a general? Would blacks use it to a white employer?
Oh, yeah, they get called an overseer's captain a lot of times. Prisoners called the guards captain.
Only blacks do that?
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was, they would speak to the guards as a captain. And they would speak to anybody, but they kind of flatter him a little bit, call him captain.
Mm-hmm. But usually only blacks?
Usually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the man who presides over the county court? He'd be called?
Well, he'd call him ordinary. And they call him now.
Or people in the Supreme Court would be, you'd address them.
People on the Supreme Court would be the judges, I guess. Mm-hmm. The judges.
One of them would be?
Chief Justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be justice to the Supreme Court, and there'd be Chief Justice and the Social Justice.
Down here it's called ordinary.
Well, let's see, I think. It used to be ordinary, I believe they changed that to something else now. Probate court, what do you call it now, that's it. Mm-hmm. But it used to be the court of ordinary.
And the person that was in charge of that was?
Was ordinary. And now they changed it to that. Probate court is a probate judge. Mm-hmm. But he's not required to have any kind of law degree or anything. He just gets elected to the office.
What do you call a person who goes to college to study, Joe and myself, would be one?
The students.
Mm-hmm. One would be?
Students.
Yeah. What would you, you have any other names people might call?
Probably. I guess student might be the main name to call.
Scholar, pupil.
Yeah, some people say scholar, but most of you students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Person employed by a businessman to look after his, answer his phone and things like that would be?
Secretary?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other way you might use the word secretary?
Well, you're kind of joking sometimes. Just
like how?
Like I told you about rolling me up a secretary when he answered the phone the other day. But he does a lot of odd jobs for me and everything.